Verily, a polluted stream is man. One must be a sea to receive a polluted stream without becoming impure. Lo, I teach you the Superman. He is that sea. In him can your great contempt be submerged. What is the greatest thing you can experience? Is it the hour of great contempt? The hour in which even your happiness becomes loathsome to you, and so also your reason and virtue. The hour when you say, "What good is my happiness?" It is poverty and pollution and wretched self-complacency. But my happiness should justify existence itself. The hour when you say, "What good is my reason?" Does it long for knowledge as the lion for his food? Is it poverty and pollution and wretched self-complacency? The hour when you say, "What good is my virtue?" As yet, it has not made me passionate. How weary I am of my good and my bad. It is all poverty and pollution and wretched self-complacency. The hour when you say, "What good is my justice?" I do not see that I am fervor and fuel. The just, however, are fervor and fuel. The hour when you say, "What good is my pity?" Is not pity the cross on which he is nailed who loves man? But my pity is not a crucifixion. Have you ever spoken thus? Have you ever cried thus? Ah, would that I had heard you crying thus. It is not your sin. It is your self-satisfaction that cries to heaven. Your very sparingness in sin cries to heaven. Where is the lightning to lick you with its tongue? Where is the frenzy with which you should be inoculated? Lo, I teach you the Superman. He is that lightning. He is that frenzy. When Zarathustra had thus spoken, one of the people called out, "We have now heard enough of the rope dancer. It is time now for us to see him." And all the people laughed at Zarathustra. But the rope dancer, who thought the words applied to him, began his performance.